they don't know where I'm at. So I come out of the bathroom, whatever. And like, you know, the shit's still on my underwear because I fucking shit it in my pants. Bro, I went the whole day. Yo, I went the whole day, rode home on the bus with mad shit in my pants.
I need a big, strong man to open this pickle jar. That's the Pickle Jar Podcast for you.
I'm already a better host than me. I'm kind of pissed.
He already had that one planned. That was up his sleeve for a while.
I thought of that two beers deep.
Go in, Tom. Let him know what's up. What's the Pickle Jar about?
The Pickle Jar is going to be a podcast about just about anything. Random shit that happens in our lives. Some random facts we'll find on the internet.
Well, should I start this whole podcast off with like the worst energy ever?
Let's see who can get real worse. Let's that's a good
because
segment.
I got an experience that happened to me today. I'm at work and this Puerto Rican kid comes up to me speaking some broken English. I don't know if I could say it like that. Oh, I work at the car wash. Yo, listen to this dude. This dude comes up to me and he goes, "You want to see a crazy video?" And I go, but I'm not gonna do the accent. But like, you could do it for yourself.
Wait, can you?
I don't know. I don't really want to.
Well, no, just, you know, how do you say it to you?
He's like, "You want to see a crazy video?" So I'm like, "What is this dude gonna show me?" So he pulls up this video out his phone of this man on live stream and just talking about how the FBI is coming after him. Whatever. Da 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 da. This, that, the third. Boom, bop, bing. Yo, this dude is showing me the video. Dude's talking about the FBI coming. He says, "All right, it's all over." Puts the shotgun to his jaw and blows his fucking head off, dude. Facebook Live. I've never seen that shit before.
His mom was watching.
Yeah.
His mom was watching?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Facts.
There's a long-ass video for it.
Dude, I've seen an edited video where this shit had music playing. Yo, they had, like, this Disney-ass music playing in the background after he's Dude, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Imagine, like, someone who, like, the people who did just watch it live. Like, yo, it's the last thing you're expecting, dog. But you did start off with some real bad energy.
That's how I started my day today, bro. I didn't even get to finish my coffee, man. This dude just straight up showed me this man blowing his head off.
I'm not topping it. I don't even want to talk about it, let alone top it.
Well, that makes me want to segue to what's the craziest shit y'all have seen on the internet?
Probably Mr. Hands.
One man, one jar.
Oh, that one's bad. Oh, kids in a sandbox.
That one is horrible.
BME
Olympics, even though it's fake.
What?
Wait, what? How do you fake that?
Intern. Wait, no, it's your podcast. You got to call for the intern.
Intern, tell me, like, the guy cutting his dick off, that's not real.
One man, one jar. If you're trying to tell me somebody faked that shit.
One man, one jar is real.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I literally just, I squirmed, like, thinking about the Pain Olympics again.
I watched One Girl, One Cup before I watched porn.
What?
Yeah. Wait, is that what got all of us into porn? Uh-oh. What am I going to be into in a decade? History repeats itself.
Yeah.
Like we explained in an episode that's probably not coming out, we found out a different way.
Wait, what? I forgot.
Oh, the fucking water park scene.
Oh, water park scene. What episode was that from?
That was like last week we did that, but that was with the fucked up audio.
You want to talk about your first porno face tap? Wait, Tom. You ask.
Boom, flashback. Alright, so back when, like, this is back when dial-up, not even, because it's like, yo, it's like dial-up internet days, you know what I'm saying? Like, the slow internet, like, you click on the wrong website and you're getting a fucking Trojan horse virus. So this is where shit gets deep. So, man, I don't know what the fuck happened, and I was like exploring around the house one day just looking for VHSs because I don't know why, but I was looking for a wrestling tape because I used to tape all like fucking Raw and SmackDowns and I had like a tape collection because I was a fucking weirdo. I had them all in order, you know what I'm saying? And because I thought my dad took it. So like he had a bunch of tapes in his room. So I just took one because it was a blank one. So I thought it was it because like I was like, oh, this might be the one I'm looking for. So I put it in. And the wildest porno came on. Like, dude, they're at a water park, and it's a black dude with, like, the craziest looking dick that, like, I don't think, like, dude, they're at a water park. So this shit freaked me the fuck out. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing at a water park? Like, the other thing that was really weird is all these women in these videos had fucking clit piercings. It seemed like it was taped off like something very high quality, so it looks like they could have built a set that looked like a water park, so I wouldn't put it past them that they just built a set like that. Because it was just like your basic like fucking slide, you know what I'm saying? I was like 6 or 7 when I found them tapes, and then it was like 11, 12 when I went on the internet and was like searching up shit, trying to figure out what the fuck was good. But like the tape, but like, yo, I was watching like that same tape like on repeat though until I got caught by my mom. So I had like the DVD player and then like the fucking VHS. So like the VHS was in there and I heard my mom walking up the stairs. So I got like really suspect. I was dead ass. She busts in the room and I'm like sitting at the fucking VCR, at the VCR thing, trying to like change the input to the regular TV. And she's like, what are you watching? And I go, yo, she's like, what are you watching? And I go, it's wrestling, mom. And then she like comes over, takes the tape, and then she just started tweaking on my dad. Yo, I honestly forgot India was one of our top countries. But no, we did chart in Canada.
Thailand, maybe?
No. There was a really weird country that was like booming. We were number 8, I think, in the comedy section. Or I don't know what to call it, section?
Oh, the comedy section.
Genre.
Yeah, I remember you said
like that. Wasn't it something crazy like Myanmar or some shit like that?
It was something really weird and like, but there was something really, really strange. There was like an extremely strange one, like a Transylvania type thing. But it wasn't Transylvania.
Oh, Romania. Yeah, it was Romania.
We charted 8th.
But we were probably one of the only 8 podcasts that Romania probably offered to their people.
How are they even finding us though?
Because we're lit.
And still, I'll take it. If it's even if there's 10, we're 8th. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I want to look at the drug use in Romania because it takes a lot of drugs to find us. The most common illicit drug used in Romania is crack.
So there's just a bunch of crackheads listening to us. I'll take it. Better than pedophiles or something. True. Like dog fuckers.
So right now, so we're going to go through, I got like 5 laws from India that are really weird. And I got about 10 laws from Canada that are mad weird. So we're going to do India, then Canada. Because I think actually the Canadian ones are a little weirder. The first one is you need to have good teeth to become a motor vehicle inspector.
What? Wait, and this is...
This is in India.
Oh, okay. So, oh, well, shout out Canada and India, always.
So, for becoming an assistant motor vehicle in India, you have to brush your teeth twice daily.
It's required.
How do they know?
If an inspector doesn't brush their teeth daily, the consequence can lead to the disqualification of the job, and you'd be fired.
Are they wrong, though? I mean, if I had to work with a motherfucker with bad breath, I'd be pretty pissed.
No, these things will have you disqualified from your job. Color blindness, broken limb, sick condition of an eye, decay tooth.
I'm pretty sure pretty much everybody in India, I think, has glaucoma. And they did, like, some big-ass surgery there. Maybe that wasn't there. I don't know.
They also have all have decaying teeth and no DMVs.
So, now, the second one.
That was me in India. We love you.
Show them respect. This is India. So the second one, let's disrespect them a little more. If you have a third kid, you get a penalty.
You have to pay
$10,000.
Slap her in the face 100 times.
If you have a third child, there's a penalty of 10,000 rupees, which is their currency. Currency of rupees.
It's in Zelda.
That's their currency. It's rupees.
I knew it was a make-believe country.
Removal of free education. What's it having in it here?
Removal of education? Wait, from that child?
Free education, yeah.
So they can't go to school?
Anymore.
100 rupees is $1.35 USD.
Scholarship and the healthcare facilities to the child and the couple who gave birth to the child.
What was that one?
Scholarship and the healthcare facilities to the child and the couple who gave birth to the child.
Are gone?
Yeah, they can't have.
Holy shit.
If you have a third child.
I mean, are they wrong for wanting to not have a fucking bunch of fucking children? I'd be like, if I had two, I'd be like, babe, like, I gotta stop fucking coming inside of your butt because you're pumping out all of these babies and I don't want to get fucking canceled or whatever.
No, it's because their population.
But healthcare. That's what I'm saying. The population
is mad small and they have a billion people in.
Yeah, so, like, are they fucked up for doing that? Oh, this isn't about being fucked up. This is just weird. It's
so
weird.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not that weird. It doesn't prevent you from having a third child. It's just, would you want to have the penalties?
The penalty really isn't that bad, minus the fact they lose the scholarships and shit, but...
The next one is laws become feminist. It's because a man can be penalized for adultery, but the woman won't.
I think it should be the opposite. Fix that. What does Naomi think of that law? I think it should be the opposite.
Wait, run me that back.
The law is, men can be penalized for adultery, but women won't.
So men can be penalized for adultery in India, but women cannot.
Yeah, I think it should be the opposite, Naomi.
Henny Milk thinks that it should be the opposite because he's just very misogynistic.
Well, no, let's be real. Men have a stronger sex drive than women do.
Not all the time. There's some...
But more times than not.
Maybe.
I feel like you're going to get the messenger killed in this situation.
I'm not even being like super like edgy like Henny Milk character, but like I was at first, but now once I said it, I was like, no, yeah, that does make a bit of sense.
I mean, what's the male to female ratio in India?
Tom, you keep going on about the laws. The intern's gonna look that up.
Yeah, intern, look that shit up so we know what's going on. Check in with Johnny after so he can tell us. I'll be talking about shit because you know I'm a host. So we got the next law is the unfortunate lottery. So if you find a treasure of any kind more than 10 rupees, you have to report it. So if you find, like, if we say dollars and rupees are the same thing, even though they're like dollars, I think are more, maybe not, I don't know.
Really. Dude, 100 rupees is a dollar.
Okay.
Whoa!
So if you find something worth 10 cents, you have to report it.
No,
you're stupid. If 100 rupees is a dollar and 100 cents is a dollar, then rupees is just 1 cent.
Wait, how much is 100 rupees?
10 rupees is 13 cents.
Thank you, intern, for looking it up and telling FaceStat.
What is it, FaceStat?
10 rupees is 13 cents.
He didn't look up nothing. What is it, FaceStat? My boy knows this shit. So how much? Also, 100 rupees is what?
13 cents.
So if you find something worth 10 rupees, so 10% of 13 is like, what? Two? Not even? Not even? Less than two, like 1.1, 1.2 or something?
Something worth like 2 cents, you got to report?
Less than, yeah. Less a cent. You have to report it.
I think that's more of a law to just say like, yo, if you find anything lost, like, yo, just give it back to the person. We want the dirt. We want the.
The next one, if you fail a suicide attempt, you'll go to prison.
Well,
it's technically attempted murder.
Technically, yeah.
I think they got a good idea on the. It also prevents suicide.
Yeah. If you fail, you're gonna go to prison.
And I don't want to go to prison.
Legal action taken against you.
I think that's actually a good law. I'm gonna crack a brew to India.
But if you succeed, you're dead. So, like, either way, it's a lose-lose.
The last one is prostitution is legal activities related to prostitution. Like, you can't be a pimp. But, you, so like, a girl well, can
that's
prostitute.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good law, too. What kind of Republican-ass fucking hoity-toity fucking website is this? These are almost all just good laws. It was just pimps are illegal.
Pimps are illegal, but you can be a prostitute.
Yeah, because a pimp controls a woman.
I got way too many questions.
Like, you can't run a brothel.
And you shouldn't.
But prostitution.
The woman's her own boss. If prostitution is legal, but pimping isn't. I know Canada's going to have some good shit. Shout out Canada. I love you.
So move on to Canada.
Hey, I got a bonus one for Canada.
It's forbidden to pay in coins.
What?
If you pay an excessive amount in coins, they won't let you.
You say it's forbidden?
Yes.
Like it's some ancient rule.
You can only use like $2 in coins.
Respectable.
I mean, I think anything over $5 should be illegal. Because
when I went to your job to pay someone $15 in coins in Canada, that'd be illegal.
Again, just a really good law. these were gonna be fucking crazy. Like, you can't kill a goat on a Thursday when your mother's having a child.
It's illegal to drag a dead horse along the street.
As it should be. I think this is just gonna be an ironic segment where it's just called "As It Should Be," and Tom's just telling us just normal things.
Normal.
Like, you should go to school before you get a job as you grow up. Like, yeah.
It's illegal. It's illegal to remove a bandage in public.
I mean, it's gross. Yeah, I don't want to see that. Another good rule.
As it should be.
I already forgot the segment.
It's not allowed to carry a snake in public.
As it should be.
I don't really know what that means.
Actually, there's a kid on Thayer Street in Providence. I got a photo of him. He's dressed in, I swear to God, all white from fitted baseball Yankee cap down to his Vans, his slip-on Vans, just holding a python standing in place. He's just standing still, just holding the python.
My man.
Every day, consistently.
I know he does it.
I don't know if he still does. Did I tell you I saw a guy on the highway counting money because he was, I think he might have been begging in traffic.
That's fucking awesome.
He was literally on, you know,
Craig's still here.
Drake. You know Route 6 turns into 95? You gotta go down Route 6, and then Route 6 you can go up 95. So there's a big turn, and it's real slow. It always has traffic. You're going like...
You're talking about traffic! Come on! He's got first host jitters.
This is the pickle jar. So, there. Some junkie...
We want the juice.
He had bills in his fucking hand. He was just counting them on the... Next to the highway. Like, he's on a highway.
Driving with his knees counting money.
No, he was sitting there just standing on a highway, counting money with a fucking styrofoam cup, just counting money, leaning on the guardrail, fucked up, trying to count money.
So you saw a homeless man.
Counting up more bread.
But he wasn't...
This is like when FaceTat would tell stories in the beginning. A tree fell.
Oh my God, the tree falling story.
Fuck you back to Canada with the better laws that are great. It's illegal to accidentally scare a child to death.
As it should be.
Instead of just that being murder, they have it written down in law.
Because it's a legality issue. Because, yeah, if I fucking scared a fucking stupid little baby to death, and it wasn't a law, my lawyer would be like, yo,
it's illegal.
They got you.
It's illegal to bring llamas to national parks.
As it should be.
I don't see an issue. I don't see an issue.
It's illegal to own a domestic rat.
It's really
what?
Illegal to own a domestic rat.
That's, I mean, maybe they've had infestations.
Don't rats come from Canada?
Since the 1950s.
Do they come from Canada? Intern.
It's illegal to paint doors purple.
I kind of want to know the origin of that one, but rats came from Southeast Asia.
So how the fuck they get in England, and how they get in Asia to go to fucking what's it called? Wait, you said Southeast Asia or South America?
Southeast Asia.
Oh.
Yeah, from trading.
Never mind.
Tom, I want to know that purple rule. I kind of like it because I'm not a big purple kind of fan.
I actually like purple.
I'm thinking about a purple door, and it looks really good in my head.
Yeah, then it reminds you of a Cat in the Hat house, which you still haven't seen that, so it's okay.
Yep. Tom, what else you got? What's on the fucking menu in the pickle jar? Reach into that pickle jar, pick out that dirty, wet menu, and try to read the fucking script.
Oh, I could talk about monkey brains. Get your opinion on this.
What do you mean?
So would you do this?
Talk into this.
Every time I make notes, I just pick like 6 words that are about this topic that I want to talk about, and then I'll be like, yeah, I know what I want to talk about. So this time it was monkey brains.
Monkey brains, okay.
So in one country, it's near India, actually. It's like Thailand. It might not be Thailand. It's some random Indonesian or something like that, some country over there. You can eat raw monkey brain, and this is how they do it. So monkey brain raw.
That's all right, whatever.
They sell it in the restaurant. But this is how they give you the monkey brain. A monkey will be, they'll open the table up. Like,
and
you know how
Abashi is? Cock, that's monkey brain.
You know how hibachi is, like, they cook the food in front of you?
Yes, dude.
So you're telling me they're making hibachi monkey brain?
Nah, it's worse.
It's hibachi brain.
So a monkey in the middle of this table.
You imagine smoking some weed and then all of a sudden they start cooking monkey brains on the hibachi?
I would straight blow the smoke on They're that raw. Fucking stupid
No,
brain.
I'll explain. No, it's worse than hibachi, honestly. So this monkey, it's a live monkey. The table opens up. The monkey's head comes up. The table closes around it.
No, it's so.
You kill the monkey and crack its skull. You cut the skull open, and then you pick at the monkey brain and eat it with chopsticks.
Face that, Tom beat you.
You can do that in a restaurant. You can do that in a restaurant. You kill the monkey. The thing, it's just its head. It's trying to squirm around. You beat the monkey with a club they have for you at the table. Then you can cut. They cut its head open, and you can pick at monkey brain with chopsticks. Raw monkey brain, because they think it increases your knowledge. That's what they thought when they first started eating them, and now they still sell them in restaurants.
Like they're fancy assholes. Oh, I'm sorry, Monsieur. I actually brought my own club tonight.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Diamond and crust.
Just what? Like what the fuck? And where is that?
I don't know what country it is, but it's near India.
I was gonna really one up y'all and show y'all a bad video, but I can't find it.
I can't do gore videos. I can barely even.
It's
do
not even a gore video. I'll explain it, I guess. Since
yeah, all right.
Dude, so it's like an old World Star video of this motherfucker like recording out of a hotel window of this lady on an edge of like not even a balcony, like it's just a fucking like ledge of a window, like on a high rise type shit. And she's sitting there, and you're not really like noticing anything. She kind of looks a little afraid. She's trying to like head back into the window, but yo, she just lost her shit and slipped and fell fucking like 100 feet, dude. And all you just see is just the body lifelessly just falling into whatever the fuck it was. And it's just like a douche. And these guys, the guys recording it are just like, she's dead. She's fucking dead. And yo, they're like watching. They're just like, holy shit. What the fuck do we do? And that was probably some of the wildest shit I've seen. But I guess eating monkey brains is just as bad.
You said World Star video. I thought it was going to be like a Waffle House fight. It was a fucking bitch accidentally killing herself. If she lived, she would have went to jail.
You actually brought that first circle.
Podcast host extraordinaire. Yeah, speaking of host, Tom.
So I want to talk about work. I get two things that happen at work today.
Work segment?
Work segment.
Play the bulldozer sound effect.
You got some shit that happened at work recently, like in the past week. Talk about it.
I got something that happened today. Good. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, someone, yeah.
So, two things happened at work. I had to go to Block Island today, which if you don't know what Block Island is, I got to drive an hour to get to the ferry and then take an hour ferry to the island.
What'd he do to you?
He did a lot. It was dirty. So, I guess I have to take the boat at 7:30.
You have to take a boat to work?
This time I did. Normally, no. So, it's because I was working on an island, and you can only get there by ferry.
Island boy!
We'll just pretend that didn't happen. I just gotta, all I have to do is fix a thermostat, and then service a whole building, and just change the shit in it, and then I'm good. So, because it's the winter, there's only 3 boats. There's one in the morning, right after my boat gets there. There's one at 2, and one at 5:30. I missed the 2 o'clock boat. And I had to take the 5:30. So I was stuck there for 3 hours with nothing to do.
Oh, that's why you were stuck there. Oh, you're.
I only had one
boat. I thought you were just done with work. You missed your
boat. I was done with work, but I had to finish work later than hopefully I could have. We just finished work. It's 2 o'clock. I'm like, the boat's just left. We're not going. And there was a bird in the building I was working in that got in because I left all the doors open. So I spent like 30 minutes just trying to catch this bird.
With your bare hands.
In the basement of a public building.
You actually sound like you need to wear a helmet when you go outside.
I got the thing outside.
I missed my boat and chased the bird for a half hour. You sound like a dog.
So we're going to be here till 5:30. It's fucking 2:30. Or like 2:40 or whatever it was. So we're like, we walk 6 minutes, went to go get food and drinks.
Your exposition sucks.
You're welcome. Nah, I'm about it. I don't care how any of you feel about it. This is the Pickle John, motherfucker.
Oh, shit, he's got a point. Fuck, yeah.
This is what the Pickle Jar is about.
His hand, I gotta let go. It's the Pickle Jar.
We're with the Dillons, dude. We're going tirades and explain nothing for hours.
He's absolutely right.
That's what you're gonna get.
Sorry.
It's the Dill Pickles.
I'm sorry. Jar.
You're gonna find us in there always, even if the other random shit you pull out, the Dill Pickles will be there. So then I'm at the bar, I don't have to drive home. So the hour drive back, the other kid has to do it, who I work with. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just drink. So I had like four brews. I'm drinking my fifth one. I'm halfway through it. The kid I'm working with, he goes to the bathroom. The other, some guy who wants to go to the bathroom comes up. I think he owns a bar because he told me he has a private bathroom upstairs he can go to. So I don't.
I think he just fucks the owner.
Maybe. So he comes up to me. He goes to the bathroom. Oh, someone's in there. I was like, hey. He starts talking to me. He's like, you know, the study, men are like 12% gay on average. I looked at him like,
I feel like I'm like 99% straight. How am I 12%
gay? Yeah, he was like, I'm 0% gay, and then like the 100% gay dude.
He is lying.
Wait, he was being serious? I thought I was making a percentage joke. I thought you meant like 12% of men ever are gay.
No, he means like every guy is 12% gay and like 88% straight.
That's what he was actually talking about.
Yes.
He sounds like a fucking well, he was at a bar. He's probably fucking snizzed.
Oh, he was like 80.
Oh, he definitely sucked a dick. It's just always when it's somebody like that coming up to you, they're definitely did some shit.
I was just laughing my ass off because like this dude just randomly started telling me about this.
He just came up to you and was like, you know,
he wanted to go to the bathroom.
Not all straight.
He wanted to go to the bathroom, but I was sitting near the bathroom.
He had the private bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, he wanted to piss on you.
Yeah, that's where he fucked dudes.
Yeah.
God bless that man.
Oh, I was at work. I went to go pick up a part, and this dude, he's old. He was like 50 or 60. He was like, I fucking hate my job. I'm like, you're working behind a counter, just
chilling.
Yeah, he works at the store. He's like, he brings out parts for service guys or whatever. So he's like, I fucking hate my job. And like, I was busting his balls. The kid I work with was busting his balls. And one other guy working behind the counter was busting his balls. And we're like, oh, dude, just quit. He goes, I won't be able to make money. We go, oh, sell yourself. He goes, I'm not fucking gay. I'd never do that shit. I was like,
why do you gotta sell yourself to dudes? He's mad gay for thinking about it.
Then I went, no.
Sell yourself.
And then I went, I looked, I said, don't worry, dude. It's not gay if it's for pay. And he goes, I think that's the gayest thing I've heard in my life, and got mad offended with me. I'm like, dude, you literally just.
It's not even that gay of a thing to say. Like, if you said, yeah, he said, that's the gayest cock every day.
He said, like,
gay.
That's the gayest thing I've heard in years.
Was he old?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the gayest thing he's heard, but it's not the gayest thing he's done.
Dude, he works at a supply house. I work with people who go to supply houses. They're nuts, dude. One guy comes up to me and just says the craziest jokes just for like 10 minutes.
What's the most racist one he said, Tom? We don't want it on recording. We just want, you know, just say it in the microphone. No, no, oh my God. What?
Here one?
Actually, just say it. If it's that bad, we will cut it out. Just say it, yeah.
This one probably isn't the most racist, but it's the funniest one I can think of.
All right, like, I'm with it.
So he goes, so there's this black lady in the neighborhood, and she's got a bunch
God,
of kids.
Black joke.
I don't even think it's a joke. I think he's being dead serious.
He's just talking about last week.
I'm being real. So he's like, so there's this black lady, and she's got a bunch of kids, and she named them all Jerome. She goes, it's so easy. So you go, Jerome's, go to bed. Jerome's, do your laundry. Jerome's, come eat. It's dinner time. She goes, oh, what if you have to talk one of them specifically? She goes, oh, then I just call them by their last name. He said that to me while I was just working one night, and I was like, what?
I'm on the fence. I don't. It's a really good one, just because it's just, it has a really, it's a good punchline. It's not like it just
is
racist. It's not. It's exactly. It's not racist for no reason. I'm on the fence.
You probably got that from a Bernie Mac fucking stand-up.
Wait, I got one. All right, ready? Okay. So, a cricket walks into a bar. No. Did I say cricket?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
A grasshopper walked into a bar. The bartender stops him and goes, hey, we got a drink named after you. The grasshopper looks at him and goes, you have a drink named the Joshua? The grasshopper's a drink. It's the name of a drink. But the grasshopper had a real name.
Like 3 days later, I'm going to laugh at that. I know I am. I'm just going to be at work.
You're going to be at a bar on Block Island waiting, and someone's going to go, can I get a grasshopper? And you're going to fucking lose it.
All right, this episode, we're going to put the lid on it. We'll open it back up next week for more pickles to be pulled out.
I hate that he's so much better than I am.